Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Tuesday morning to you, one and all of you liberty lovers and ecclesiastites. Yes, indeed, it is I, your lovable host, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It has not changed, and yes, I did check this morning, and it is still the same. Here it is, Tuesday, July number 24 in the year of our Lord, 2018. You know, the Democrats are, these people, I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, there are a lot of people starting to actually ask that question. What WTF is wrong with you? I'm seeing different, well, these people are probably going to lose their accounts for asking that kind of a question over on Twitter. But I'm seeing a number of people literally ask that, I should say, X that question. WTF is wrong with you? On Facebook, on Gab, on Discord, on WeMe. I can understand it on WeMe. WeMe is made up of mostly right-leaning people anyway. For those of you who don't know, WeMe is a Facebook alternative. WeMe.com. But in any case, it is... I'm just saying... they think that they're going to, they're delusional, folks. These people are absolutely delusional. They keep telling themselves all kinds of lies. Now, first of all, I want you to know that no matter what the lamestream media says, you know, don't listen to fake news. Don't listen to it. No matter what the lamestream media says, right now, it doesn't matter. If you look at a national poll, I mean, they got these national polls. Excuse me, none of them make any sense. How is it that they have a chance of taking the White House if the president has approval numbers keep rising? Again, what are the Democrats going to run on? Either in November of this year or in November of 2020. What are they going to run on? They keep pushing narratives that Trump is a racist, every time you get somebody who says that Trump is a racist or a bigot, directly ask them, when did he become a bigot? When did Trump become racist? Was it before or after he got the NAACP award? I mean, just directly ask them. Enough of this BSing and trying to prove that he's not. Just ask him, Trump's a racist? They're the group that is running around that is, we had some dead air there, folks. Sorry about that. You know what? Little technical issue. I had to actually close out Skype. Evidently, Microsoft did an update on Skype. Just saying. Enough said. Microsoft, Skype, connected to Spreaker. Enough said. I don't know what the any case. But you've got just ask them all of this stuff. For those of you who missed it, I know some of you heard it and some of you didn't, but let me recap. If you Well, anyway, recap basically here on this Tuesday morning. You got, all you've got to do is whenever somebody gets in your face about anything about Donald Trump, especially if they say, hey, he's a racist and a bigot. Well, really, when did Donald Trump exactly, when did he become a racist? Was that before or after he got Jesse Jackson's group NAACP's community award for his work, his duty, his help, his assistance in the black, various black communities across this country? Do you realize that Donald Trump has helped blacks across this country in his 40-year, you know, professional career more than the Democrat Party, even though the Democrat Party is the party that's claiming that they've done all this work and help for blacks? By the way, the Democrat Party really, literally, this is why so many blacks are starting to walk away. They've literally, just about officially, have abandoned black voters. Oh, yeah, it's all about the Latino vote now. It's all about the illegal immigrant. Let's give illegal immigrants in San Francisco the right to vote. Why in God's name would you do that? No place on earth, no other country on the planet allows non-citizens to vote in their elections. Hell, in some places, they don't even allow all their real citizens to vote in the elections. But they sure as hell aren't going to let non-citizens of the country come in and vote. I mean, good. That is beyond idiotic. There's only one reason you do that, and that is because you know you cannot win elections fairly and squarely because you don't have the ideas that the regular citizenry, the legal citizens, are going to glom onto and say, yes, we're going to put you in office so you can go ahead and do what you want to do. No, you're being rejected. That's the problem with the left. They're being rejected almost everywhere in this country, and they can't take it. They just can't. They can't fathom it. Well, we're all about love, as they bash a Republican's head in who's walking the street that says, you know, MAGA. Oh, my God, somebody's wearing a T-shirt or a baseball cap that says MAGA. Grab your baseball bats, boys, and let's beat his brains out. That's supposed to be coexistence? We saw when he was being inaugurated. What, how many cars have been set on fire in this country because of leftist protest against Donald Trump? Oh, Donald Trump is, it's all about hate. We will not accept hate. You're the one perpetrating and fomenting the hate. When are we going to start calling these people out for this crap? This is not brain surgery. You cannot keep buying the lamestream fake news narrative that we are going to lose in November of 2018 and 2020. They're trying to keep you from going to the polls because they want you to think, well, it's no big deal. It is. We have no way of winning. We're going to lose. Get your ass out and vote. Yeah, I know it's early, but you gotta pound it home to the people that you know and love, your neighbor, your coworker, your family member. It doesn't matter. You gotta keep pounding it home. You gotta get out there in November and vote. You've gotta understand what the left wants to do. If you're happy with your job, if you like your income, and you wanna keep it, you better vote Republican. If you don't want to work past December 2018, then go ahead and vote for Democrat, because they're going to try to raise your taxes and put a halt to everything that Donald Trump has done. And you're going to go back to the wonderful economy of Barack Hussein Obama. You know, I cannot, we got to stop letting these people flip the narrative on us. They only try to flip the narrative is simply because they don't have shit. They've got nothing. They've got nothing but death and destruction and failure. It is so bad that now you've got some people on the left who are trying to take credit for Donald Trump's economy by saying, oh, well, Obama allowed this to happen. Obama didn't allow crap to happen because just about everything Obama did policy-wise with a flick of the pen has been totally and completely erased and eliminated. And they know it. So they're trying to save Obama's legacy. Oh, this is this economy. Oh, the unemployment rate was already coming down when Trump took office. That's Obama's fault. Obama did that. We give credit to Obama. Obama didn't do jack. I mean, you got stories that talk about, well, the food stamp recipients are still up there at, you know, some 36 million people or whatever. Well, yeah, but ever since Trump came along, more than 8 million people have dropped off the food stamp rolls from the highest ever under Obama. In a year and a half. Not because we changed the rules. No, we didn't. And not because people stopped getting food stamps because they didn't want to eat anymore. Oh, God, no. We still have an obesity epidemic roaming around this country. So, I mean, everybody's eating pretty damn well, I guess. It's because we've created 3 million plus new jobs in a year and a half that the president's been inaugurated, since the president's been inaugurated. It's the fact that these are not McDonald's jobs. Like, once again, you go around to the mall, you go around to all the fast food joints, you go around to the low paying, like your local drugstore, they all have help wanted signs in the window. Why? Because they can't find people to work. Why? Because people who need or want jobs are actually getting real paying jobs. This economy that is being built right now, that is growing right now, is not built on low-wage service jobs. And this is what the Democrats say they want to take away from you. Oh, yeah, that $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year factory job, oh, that's just crumbs. You know, that extra $200 every month in your paycheck because you're middle class, oh, that's just crumbs. And there is absolutely no way, not a single day. And you got these people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who admits, one, that she knows nothing. She'll go out there and spatter and spit and sputter all over the place about crap she doesn't know about. And then she'll, well, I don't know what I'm talking about. Then why don't you just say that to start with and stop bumbling around like a total jackass? You're an idiot. Israel is occupying Palestine. Oh, BS. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. You're damn right you don't. By the way, she actually said that. She actually said both. Israel is an occupying force in Palestine. And after going bumbling and trying to correct her words and say all kinds of crap to try to sound smart, she just finally admitted, you know what? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, we already knew that. But that's the new face of the Democratic Party, is people like her. I told you this, folks, that they were going to try, the Democrat Party was going to try to put forth all these Stepford children, all these young, ultra-thin males, wimpy little pajama boys that all looked alike. And now they're going to throw out all these young women. She's, 28 years old and hasn't done, she's a bartender. She hasn't done jack in her life. Nothing. And we're supposed to think that she's the perfect person to go to Congress? This is ridiculous. So this is what the Democrat Party wanted. They wanted the new fresh face so people go out and vote for the pretty things. You know, the pretty faces, both boys and girls. I know we're not supposed to emote what we believe their gender is. All right, think about, folks, this is the left. They talk about bigotry and hatred. Their best accomplishment is putting men in the female bathroom. Their best accomplishment is having men dressed as women march in a gay pride parade talking about how they hate lesbian women. That is their accomplishment. Their accomplishment is having Nancy Pelosi, who daily has a brain freeze. A black woman with a big-ass wig going out there and saying, impeach 45, impeach 45. Over what? Just because we don't like him? They have nothing. There's no name me an idea or policy that the Democrats have, the left has right now, that people could glom onto. Oh, yes, we're going to guarantee everybody a federal job. Why? We don't need to. In fact, we've gotten rid of like 35 million federal jobs already, and the unemployment rate is still below 4%, meaning that there's plenty of jobs out there that in the private sector that people could and should have. So nobody needs a job, because everybody that wants one, basically, and has the ability to get one, can get one. They have nothing. Oh, we got to watch out for inflation. Oh, the Federal Reserve is screwing all that up. Guaranteed. Oh, we got to, you know, this is why the president tweeted out that he was upset with the Federal Reserve. Yeah, I'm pissed off that they want to slow down our economy. There is no inflation.
Oh, but we're scared that inflation will rear its ugly head.
Well, when it starts to happen, that's when you act. In the meantime, all you're doing right now is you're trying to screw the economy because you don't like President Trump. I can't believe we got all these people in the swamp, and all they care about is their own damn little feelings. The American people butthurt the swamp by not voting for Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. I'm telling you right now, that's the whole thing. That is the Republican response to all of this, is because you people, you Republican Party members, didn't vote for Jeb. You rejected Jeb Bush like you would, like a redheaded stepchild. I mean, I don't even know why I say redheaded stepchild, because Prince Harry is not so bad. Well, he's not a stepchild anyway. I mean, this is, anybody a royal watcher out there? Has anybody seen what's happening within the royal family? Meghan Markle and her Merkel is, was it Merkel or Markle? Well, that's her maiden name now. I don't know what the hell they call what the queen's last name is. Would she take, the crown prince's, or not crown, what's his, Prince Philip's name, her husband's name? I don't think so. She's the queen. Why would she? So I don't know what their last name is. Anybody know I know it's the House of Windsor, but their last name is not Windsor. I saw it. Well, they did it when they printed the name of the latest royal baby. What's the little baby's name? Boy, I forget. Louis? Isn't it Louis? Louis or something? I don't know. Any case. I think that's like one of the few times I've ever seen the last name in print. So I don't know she's Duchess Meghan, I guess. Like Princess Di, she's not princess, she's Duchess. I don't know why she's not princess. Harry's a prince. I don't get the whole damn thing. I don't follow the British royal, so I mean, this is why I don't understand any of it, and I don't really care to. But they've got, again, they're trying to make noise. I mean, just like here, they're trying to make noise over Meghan. Look, folks, you got to understand something. Meghan Markle is a half black American actress. Now, the Queen may or may not have accepted her. That's irrelevant. She loves William and Harry. I mean, the Queen just dotes on those two. Anything those two want to do, the Queen will just about give her blessing. So if Harry has fallen in love with a mixed-race, divorced American actress, the Queen is, go ahead, Harry. She makes you happy, and I love seeing your redheaded face smile. I mean, honestly, she just dotes on those two still, like they're her little tiny little, 5-year-old grandchildren. You can see it every time they're with her. Queen Elizabeth just absolutely, I don't know, maybe she's just mad at her son or something, but this is the only good thing you've ever done, Charles, is have these two boys. So she may have accepted Meghan, but I'm telling you right now, the British press, the British swamp, has not. And the British people may have adopted Meghan. They seem to be okay with her. But the British press, they still come out with all this stuff. You know, Meghan and her dad are still at loggerheads, and Meghan this and Meghan that. Will Meghan be able to overcome it? What the hell? They've got a problem with fake news, too. Oh, you can't even tell the truth over there in England now. You tell the truth against the wrong people, and you literally go to jail. I don't... Seriously, anybody notice all this stuff? The Democrats here, the Democrats across the pond, Democrats everywhere, they have nothing to run on except hatred, bigotry, and racism. You know it's true.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow. I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartenders jokes like,
so I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
For free.
Last call for integrity.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here at Tide, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different, definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America is eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Are you trying to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf, even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods, I'm loving it.
So Trump is actually looking to possibly remove security clearances from a group of – you know what, folks? This is something I don't even really want to take the time to cover, but unfortunately I have to because this is a no-brainer. So Trump threatens to revoke the Obama official security clearances. You know – if you are no longer employed by the federal government and or you are not under contract with the federal government, you should automatically lose all security clearances. You should not have them. Do you realize how many people we've got running around from previous administrations who are not employed by any administration or the federal government anywhere that still have security clearances that can get all kinds of information? We don't even know who these people are anymore. We don't keep track of them. We don't keep tabs on them. We can't because they're not employed by us, we the people in the federal government anymore. We don't have to keep tabs on them or track. We can't. Constitution says we can't. Unless, of course, you're the NSA and you're just going to go around spying on people. Well, I get that part, but... So Trump threatens to revoke Obama officials' security clearances. They've already should have had the look. If especially if you've been fired, how the hell does James Comey still have a security clearance? He was fired. You know, any other job you work for, anybody in the private sector, you quit or you get fired. What happens? You have to turn in your pass key. You have to, you know, they lock out your password. You lose your company email. There is not a single company that I've ever worked for that I could ever get back into their systems at all with any of my previous accounts that I had when I worked for them. Because usually within a 24 to 48 hour period, all my shit was either locked down or erased from their system. Trust me, I know. I mean, there were times that I forgot to get to pull this information off my company email account. And, you know, a couple of days later, you try to get in offsite where you used to be able to get in offsite. And all of a sudden this email account does not exist. Or you do not have access to this network. And it's happened. And that's the way it's supposed to be. These people should not have the ability to get their hands on classified, top secret, secret, ultra secret, any kind of thing that you need some sort of security clearance for, these people should not be able to get their hands on. They should not be able to view, see, comment, whatever. I mean, is this a way to punish these people? By to revoking that? Well, yeah, actually, because then they're on the outside. then they really become like you and me. You know, see, these people in the swamp that still have security clearances, they have special privileges that you and I do not have. You revoke those security clearances, and all of a sudden they become just like James Comey becomes regular. You know, he's not former FBI director James Comey then. He's just James Comey. Do you understand the difference? Former FBI director James Comey still has access to stuff. He can still say and influence people. He can still get into certain places. Oh yeah, he's not the FBI director anymore, but he's still got clearance. We can let him in. Come on. You cut that off, you revoke that, he ceases to be former FBI director James Comey and just becomes James Comey, like you and me. He cannot get in to places that he should not be. He cannot be viewing things he should not be reviewing. He cannot be briefed in order to give advice on stuff that he should not be briefed on. He becomes like you. It's just like you and me coming off the street. Hey, Mr. FBI guy, why don't you tell me what you're working on right now? I'm your boss. I'm an American citizen. I get to. Do you have a security clearance? No. Well, I can't tell you. You say, do you have a security clearance? Yeah, I do. See, here's my security clearance badge or whatever they use to identify themselves. Okay, come on in. We'll tell you all about it then. I that doesn't happen. That scenario does not happen, except maybe in comedy movies. But it doesn't happen in real life. And then when you get somebody who's had their security clearance revoked, it becomes a crime to share information that requires a security clearance. And trust me, we know people have gone to jail for this, even when they inadvertently do it. You know, they simply take a selfie of themselves and, oh, you got a little bit of a corner edge of the sub there, dude. Yeah, we can measure out and see that single pressure gauge there. Uh-huh. Yeah, you just took a picture in a classified facility. Even though you didn't mean to, you're still going to jail. We're sending it because the people that see this do not have a security clearance. If you can send a naval, you know, a submariner to jail for inadvertently revealing declassified, classified information about a submarine because he was happy to be and proud to be where he was and he wanted his family to see him on the job, like a lot of people do. Look, Mom, Dad, look, I'm a submariner now. This is my office. Click. Little selfie. Oh, nope. You just disseminated some information to people that do not have a security clearance. That's a crime. Can't do it. Nope. Can't do it. Gotta go to jail. Directly to jail. You know, I know you're a little person. That's why you gotta go to jail. So I don't know why any of these people still have their security clearance, especially since they're so anti-Trump anyway. And I know that there are probably some people in the Trump administration saying, Mr. President, you know, you don't want to upset the swamp any more than you already have. So you gotta leave these people. I'd say screw that. You know, look. Folks, I am all about logic. It is illogical to have people who are not employed by you, who actually hate you, who've even tweeted or shouted or responded in some form that some sort of physical harm should come to you. And let's face it, Democrats at all levels of the Democrat Party have issued veiled threats against this president. Now, folks, I'm telling... This is worse than JFK. I'm telling you right now, this is worse than JFK. In JFK, the swamp basically, they kept their silence. They didn't say much against John F. Kennedy. Why? Because just like Trump, the people loved Kennedy. The swamp didn't. Of course, we didn't call it the swamp back then. We didn't call it the deep state back then. But they didn't like John F. Kennedy. Can anybody see the correlation? And then of course, you had the swamp and the deep state back in the Reagan era. Nobody liked Reagan either. Now, folks, I gotta, I gotta, Notice how when the swamp doesn't like a president, in the last, I don't know, 100 years or so, notice how that president's life is always put in danger. Does anybody notice that? You had John F. Kennedy, who was railing against the establishment of his day. He ended up dead. You had Ronald Reagan, who railed against the establishment of his day. Remember, the Republican Party did not like Ronald Reagan either. But the American people did. And they loved him so much that they gave him two terms. And it just cheesed the Republican Party to no end. Because George H.W. Bush was their pick. And the American people said, you know what? We like Reagan better. And Reagan, pulling a good, smart political move, decided, you know what? How about if I just bring in H.W. into the fold, make him VP? Because that means, unless he totally screws it up, he's going to be president one day. After I'm not. That's exactly what happened. But yet, they still attempted to take out Ronald Reagan to make G.W. president sooner. Anybody notice that? I know we're blaming John Hinckley. Look, I'm not getting off on conspiracy theories or trails here, folks. I'm just saying follow the logic. Follow the logical bouncing ball. Democrat John F. Kennedy speaking out against the big state, the deep state, the swamp in his day. Talking against the FBI. Talking against the intelligence agencies from spying on their own people. Talking against the Soviet Union. Talking for the Constitution, for the people. He was talking about lowering taxes, cutting the federal budget. Everything a good fiscal and political and social conservative would do today, that's what John F. Kennedy was doing back in the day, against the will of the swamp of that day. And he ended up dead. Ronald Reagan did basically the same damn thing in the 80s, and they tried to take him out. He was just tougher than they thought. Oh yeah, he's an old man. He's easy to take out. Take a slug to the chest, and he barely even felt it. Damn, he really is a cowboy. And now we've got them openly, all over the place, openly threatening physical harm to President Trump, who's doing exactly the same thing that JFK and Ronald Reagan did. And he's doing it in a less politically nice format. He does not care about appearances. He does not care about the language that he uses and how he uses it. He just wants to tell it like it is. He's a bombastic bull in a china shop. Abso-freaking-lutely. And this is not the first time that we've had a president that stood up for America and said, you know what? You guys are going to do what you need to do to our allies. Reagan was the same way. Look, we're not going to pay for everything. And you guys need to do something. You know, I'll take out the Soviet Union if you do your part. That's exactly what happened. And so Trump is now saying, you know what? I'll take out the axis of evil, you know, North Korea, Iran, and Russia, if the rest of you so-called allies do your part. He's got one leg down. Now he's working on the other two. He's got his eyes fixed on Iran. Anybody notice that? All the tweets going back and forth between Iran and Trump? It's North Korea deja vu all over again. I mentioned this yet? Did I not say this yesterday? I said the similarities are pretty eerie here. What's going on? And now all of a sudden we got a Twitter war? And oh, the left is upset. You can't say all that stuff, man. It's a war of words. Are you telling me that Rouhani is so sensitive, like you liberals here in this country is that he's going to go to war over a few words? Oh, please. There's nobody else on the planet that is as sensitive as you. So Trump is threatening to revoke Obama official security clearances for a number of reasons. You know, can somebody tell me why Brennan is even still in? I mean, I know he's part of the swamp, but can somebody tell me still why anybody still puts a microphone in front of this man? I mean, John Brennan, isn't he an avowed communist? Yeah, didn't he love? Well, he's like Van. Don't say no, we don't have communism. Van Jones loved communism, and he admitted it. He says, "I'm a communist." Well, look, there are people that are talking about how Barack Obama ushered in the wonderful era of democratic socialists. Look, this guy had more avowed, admitted communists in his administration than. Than probably all other presidents combined. I'm not exaggerating, folks. Valerie Jarrett thinks communism is a good thing. Van Jones admitted that I'm a communist. I'm not a socialist, I'm a communist. John Brennan loved communism. We got a bunch of commie pinkos in the Obama administration. And you want to tell me that you think this guy was a socialist? He was a wannabe dictator. He loved dictators. He loved Hugo Chavez. He loved Fidel Castro. And Raul Castro. He cozied up to, Castro brothers. How about... We reopen relations. You know, I can help you out. And look good for me. So what do you say? You know, communism ain't so bad. It's pretty good. Hell, you know, I've got Vladimir Putin's ear. And, you know, if you probably heard, I told him I'd be helping him whenever I could after I got reelected. So, come on, what do you say? We can be friends. Every single time. It doesn't matter. Look, don't tell me that Vladimir Putin is all about freedom. He's not. He's a former USSR KGB agent. He was on the fast track to skyward. Trust me, if we still had the USSR, Vladimir Putin, maybe not at such a young age as he was, but Vladimir Putin would have eventually been the chairman of the Soviet Union Party, the Soviet Party. He would have had Gorby's job at some point. Of course, Gorbachev is still alive, so he probably would have had to wait for Gorby to die, or Gorby would have been knocked off. Well, he would have been high up, a high-ranking official. He was a good KGB. He was an excellent KGB officer. Everybody who knows him from back in the day says so. He was ruthless. Still is, pretty much. Everybody still says he is. He was ruthless. He was smart. He was not an idiot. Don't underestimate him. And if you think that look, did everybody see all the news about Trump's body language and posture? They took pictures. Look, they took video stills of President Trump with Putin, and they took the still where the president would be looking down to see where he's walking, you know, steps and you know getting up steps. The man's 72 years old. I know he's in great shape, he's in good health, he plays golf all the time, but understand that people, once they get up in age, they tend to look down more than younger people because they do get balance issues, and that's a natural, and I'm not talking poor balance like Hillary Clinton, she's just got something medically wrong with her. But your body just, it stiffens up, tightens up, it doesn't move like it used to when it was younger, so you have to be more careful with your steps. It doesn't matter how good, you know, good a shape you are. This is I looked this up. This is scientifically factual. Biologically speaking, the older we get, the more we look down while we're walking. And it has nothing to do with our cell phones. So obviously, you know, you're going to catch him looking down while he's walking. You catch him half stride, and it makes it look like he's hunching over like he's afraid of Putin. Well, nobody caught the picture of that. Those are video stills because they're playing. Okay, right there. You know what? At 1 minute 32 and a half seconds. There it is. Bingo. But we'll take that picture. We'll take a still of that video for that still frame. That's where they got all these pictures that make that look have the president looking like he's being intimidated by Putin. But and then they try to say, "Well, look how he's sitting." That's exactly how he sits with everybody. You know, when he's speaking to some other people, look at the president and his man spread, man. He's just an alpha male. Oh, look at the president with his man spread with Putin. He's trying to, you know, show that he's an alpha male with Putin. But his body language just shows that he's just trying. He can't live up to Putin's alpha male status. Folks, might I remind you, Putin was the one that cowered before Trump after Trump won. I'm not saying either man is scared of either. Man, they're not. But does Putin realize he's not dealing with Obama anymore? Yes. Is Putin still Putin? Yes. But Putin not being dumb, is he pushing anything lately? No. How much did he push with Obama, including taking Crimea from Ukraine? Yeah, there was a lot. Is he even attempting to do anything like that under Trump? No. It's not because he's afraid of Trump. It's because he understands him. And it isn't because Trump is afraid of Putin. It's simply because he understands him. Just like Trump understands President Xi Jinping of China. Just like he understands Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He understands these kind of people. And this is something that all these wonderful people in the swamp, you know, like Brennan, like Comey, they all understand too. They know. But they also know that if things actually get fixed and are made better, there's no need for them. They lose their power. Oh, we don't need to have this kind of surveillance program anymore if we actually achieve world peace. We don't need this. We're not going to need that. We're not going to need this big, huge government department. We're going to lose our power. That's what it's all about, folks. I don't know how many times I told you. It's not about money. It's about power. Because if you have enough power and the right kind of power, you will always have all the money that you want to do whatever you want whenever you want to do it. Hell, all you got to do is just go to Washington, D.C. and look at all the people that were elected that were not millionaires and they got into Congress or the Senate and they left the Congress or the Senate, you know, 4, 6, or 8 years later, and they're wealthy as shit because they got power. Money is attracted to power. And they always get sweetheart deals and sweetheart jobs whenever they leave Congress. You ever notice any? I haven't heard of a congressman or a senator who lost an election who ended up bankrupt. I haven't heard of one. Anybody heard of one? I mean, you know, the regular everyday people, they lose a job, and a lot of people go bankrupt. Has anybody ever heard of a former congressman or a former senator going bankrupt over the last, you know, I don't know, 30, 40 years? I haven't. Maybe this has happened. I just haven't heard of one. Just asking the question. I'm asking the question. I mean, it's just all right, come on, folks. Think about this. These people should not have access to any sensitive, secure documents. None. They don't work for the government. They actually hate the American people and the current president. They should have their clearances. They should have been revoked the day that they walked out of their respective office buildings. They should not be allowed back. And Congress should stop asking them to come up and testify. They're nothing but criminals. Many of them are sympathetic, if not out-and-out communist sympathizers and lovers. Don't call them democratic socialists, because the reality is all they really are is a bunch of communists. And what do communists hate? They hate our Constitution and this country.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It was just another quiet Saturday at the Johnson home.
Honey, have you seen the hammer?
It's in the garage.
Oh, no, not the garage.
Later that same day...
Dad, I can't find the bicycle pump.
Son, I'm afraid it's in the garage.
The garage?
Then the following Tuesday...
Howard, where's the car?
It's in the garage.
Does your garage look like a giant yard sale without the yard? Do you cringe at the thought of entering your garage? Then you need Crest Garage Cabinets. With one phone call, those wonderful folks at Crest will come out to your home, design the best combination of cabinets for you, and install them quickly and professionally before your very eyes.
It's a miracle.
And unlike other companies who ask for a down payment or money up front, you won't pay a penny until your Crest cabinets are installed to your satisfaction. So call Crest today, toll free at 1-800-548-2848. That's 1-800-548-2848. And you'll never fear going into your garage again.
See that cute little dog in the pet store window? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppy after puppy to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. This leads to the killing of more than 9,000 by the end of today. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Animal shelters are full of amazing pets looking for a home. When you adopt your new best friend, not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. When your friends see the smart choice and impact you've made, they adopt their next pet and share with five of